Dr. Penske dictating an IME on August 19 on a male named Francisco Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z. Francisco Mendez is a 36-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-15-18, but he was making a delivery and a pallet rack rolled over his foot with approximately 1,500 pounds of weight. Paired, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Paired, he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active treatment in 2019. Paired, new paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Mendez alleged a pallet jack ran over his left foot on 11-15-18. Period. He did have x-rays of the left foot done on 6-6-19 that showed no acute fracture. Period. There was a triangle of bone density seen between the proximal aspect of the first and second metatarsal bone, which is best seen on the lateral view overlying the dorsal aspect of the torso-metatarsal joints, suggesting of normal variant slash ossicle slash os os intermetatarsium intermetatarsium. Period. He was seen by Dr. Bajarski on 6-6-19, noting he was on a hill on 11-15-18 when he was transporting a skid of rock salt. Period, it started sliding and the wheel of the pallet jack ran over his left foot, but he was on a hill which caused the skid to start sliding. Period, he did not seek care right away because he thought the pain would improve and he did not want to be placed out of work. Period, he provided pictures of his injury to Dr. Bajarski on his cell phone. There was extensive bruising and swelling of his foot at the initial injury. He had continued to work his regular duty in the interim many months. Period. Dr. Bajarski allowed him to continue working regular duty without restrictions. Period. An MRI was ordered to rule out an occult fracture or tear. Period. Paragraph on 6-11-19, he did have this MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 6-18-19, Dr. Bajarski reviewed these results with him. Period. He then referred him for podiatric consultation. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 6-27-19. Period. He was working full duty but was limping after work. Dr. McAlpin performed an exam and personally reviewed his MRI. Period. His assessment was left foot pain and plantar fasciitis for which Mobic was prescribed. But he also ordered a course of physical therapy to address the plantar fascia. He also recommended use of an anti-inflammatory and orthotics. Period. In paragraph on 7-9-19, he was seen by Dr. McAlpin's associate named Dr. DiVenero. Period. He concluded there were no surgical indications and the petitioner could continue with therapy and work full duty, but he was going to return in 4 weeks. Period. He did so on 8-6-19, stating his pain was unchanged, but he was working. Period. He was deemed to have reached a treatment plateau at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Period. Exam found no pitting edema. Comma, abnormal pulses, comma, lymphedema, comma, hyperanesthesia or anesthesia to sensation with no pathologic clonus reflexes. Period. His BMI was 44.28. Period. Physical exam. Tremendous lower inspection revealed devitalized left great and right small toenails, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Umbilical normal. Gait maneuvers normal. He was able to bounce up and down on his toes and hop on independently on the left foot, although this elicited tenderness in his big toe. Period. Impressions. On 11/15/18, Francisco Mendez was struck about the left foot by a pallet of freight. Period. He evidently did not seek treatment for this until many months later when he saw Dr. Bedarsky on 6/6/19. Period. In the interim, he had worked. Period. X-rays were done. Period. He was diagnosed with left foot contusion and crush injury. Period. He remained symptomatic and was referred for podiatric consultation. Period. In the paragraph, he saw Dr. McAlpin and then his associate, Dr. DiVernaro. Period. MRI of the left foot was done on 6/11/19 to be inserted here. Period. He responded to conservative care, was discharged to regular duty at maximum medical improvement on 8/6/19. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. He had full range of motion of the left foot without any crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the foot and ankle were negative. Period. Similarly, he could perform provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. End.